Morrow, and today on Dialogue, I'm speaking with Leanne Lee Merritt. I want to welcome you to Dialogue and say that I'm really looking forward to getting this in a shareable place for folks to just review with us these top-line discoveries from our interactive proposal trends. So thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Well, thank you for inviting me. It's great.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I want to do a little bit of introduction and then hand the baton, if you will, over to you just for a little more about your company. Lee and I were just speaking about our companies and our backgrounds, and it's really interesting that we both have advertising in our backgrounds because it really helps, I think, on the client side when we're working with different agencies, because we really know where the information is going to be used and how it's going to be used, both from being a planner on my side and an analyst on your side. And so I was looking, just doing some homework here before we pushed record on our conversation, and you know, your background includes Rep Collins and JWT, and then you went into specific, you know, database marketing with Target Base. Do you want to talk a minute about your background and how that has proved advantageous for you as a business owner?
Sure. So I have my master's in economics, which sort of has a background in statistics with it. And so I've worked with a lot of agencies just because really I love the excitement of the agency. And, you know, they always, the clients, they have a variety of clients. And so you always get a variety of challenges. And so it's always interesting to work from the variety of agencies just because they always have some new way of approaching a problem. And so it keeps my interest going.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've worked with quite a few of them, mostly in the Dallas-Fort Worth area because I've been living there. So mm-hmm. It just keeps it interesting.
So it's really good to know that you work with agencies. And I just want to give a plug there because I know some agency folks don't work with people who don't have agency experience, and not only do you have the agency experience, but you also, you know, went into a specialization with the analytics and database marketing and, you know, being able to use creative methodologies and tools to pull forward insights for your clients. So I just wanted to make sure we mention that because I know some folks are pretty peculiar and particular in that sort of background. So I want to jump right in and talk a little bit about your interest in doing this study. I've got, just for our listeners, I've got in front of us, and so does Leanne Lee, the Interactive Proposal Trends Top Line Report. So if you clicked on this dialogue, you should be able to see the report, a link there, a PDF link that takes you to the same report. So it might be a good time now to go ahead and pull that up if you haven't already, and we can refer to page numbers as we go. If you go to page 2 here on this What's Inside PDF, we're going to talk a little bit about the study. We're going to talk about top-line findings, and then we've listed for you contact information for both Leanne Lee's company, White Label Analytics, and my company, Alex Company, LLC. I want to jump right into just sort of about this study. You can see here on the next pages 4 and 5 our bios, and you can see our backgrounds. Mine's on page 4, and then Leanne Lee's is on page 5. And then we get into the background and objectives on page 6. So I would love to just talk a little bit about your interest in doing the study.
Sure. Okay. So I found the project to be a challenge because it's primarily dealing in terms of words. So there's not really any numerical values to actually quantify. And so the challenge of this particular project was to be able to quantify the words and how they relate to each other, and then also be able to predict at the end, you know, what are the characteristics that increases your likelihood or your probability of getting selected. And so this added an interesting challenge just because my background is primarily quantitative statistics and not necessarily towards the qualitative side. And so what I like about it is that it goes into an approach called content analysis or textual analysis. And this is an approach how to quantify words. And sort of the analysis, what it does is it looks for similarities between words and then groups them together as a theme. And so from there, the analysis helps you to sort of create categories or themes as being discussed in each of these proposals. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you know, you can go and predict what types of categories are more likely to help you to get selected. And so that was the interesting challenge of it, was to quantify something that is not necessarily quantifiable, but more towards qualitative.
Yes, and I think the application is quite wide. I mean, I see social media implications in terms of analyzing what people are saying. If you have some sort of topic page, or if you have some sort of database where people have open-ended questions that they can provide feedback in. Have you used this sort of analysis, or have you thought about other applications for usage?
Yes, absolutely. And I think the cool thing about it is, like, let's go to the basic. Like, you have a customer service, you know, you get emails constantly of people who may, you know, and it could be a wide range of information on complimenting your services, or it could be, you know, to the extremes of, you know, of not even, you know, very angry toned type, you know, bash against your services. And so, in some sense, you just can't have somebody there just reading it constantly, you know, all of these emails, but you could have a program set up where it basically analyzes the dialogue, and in which case, you know, it can classify just based on analyzing the words or even the themes within the words as to how to best handle it or who to direct this email to, which, you know, person at customer service to address this. And so, I mean, that's one basic idea, but even social media, because social media is mostly words, and so you want to be able to quantify those words, and there's a large, large amount of it. People really love to talk, and so one of the big things is to be able to quantify what people are saying, but also the consistency of it, so that you're using the same criteria to determine basic themes.
I think that's a key point, too, is being able to sort of set a base or to set a standard criteria. The spur, or the spark, if you will, to have this conversation was really started. I put together, Alex's company put together a proposal called Integrating Strategy for Interactive, South by Southwest Interactive in 2013, and it didn't get in. And I asked why, and I just didn't get enough information to sort of fill up my knowledge tank. So I decided to see if this was something that could be analyzed, the proposal trends and the selected proposal trends, to get more knowledge. And not only was that for myself, but the more I looked into the why of understanding proposal trends, the more I realized that there weren't a lot of shares in this regard. And so I contacted Leanne Lee to see if she would be interested in doing this, provided I would give her all of the data, and some of it had to be, the 3,256 proposals had to be hand-pulled, and I, of course, told her I would do that. And so that's really what got this going, and it was such a pleasurable experience, and I think really insightful. This is a top-line report that we'll go through here. I also am going to pull forward some other insights, probably within the next 10 days, I would say. So we'll have that up here very shortly. But the objectives, the research was designed to better understand trends in proposal content. So that's all proposals, and then also trends in selected proposal content. So the way that we were talking through this was proposal content, that's all of proposals, and then also proposal content that was selected. So we called them proposals, and then we called them proposal selects. And if we break down that even more, what we did is we have two categories. So we did proposal titles and proposal descriptions for both of those pieces, and we'll get into that here in a second. So the three main buckets here in terms of objectives, so we wanted to see what people were proposing upon. You'll see in the next report that I put on the blog that strategy, for example, was largely proposed upon, but it wasn't selected. And so we wanted to see if there were any other areas, be it title phrases or descriptions of proposals, that people were largely proposing upon that weren't being represented for whatever reason at South by Interactive in 2013. And then secondly, the trends in proposal-based programming selects to see what we're getting. So doing the same thing, but kind of with the flip of the coin in terms of those proposals that were selected. So are there trends in the selects, either things that are lacking or things that are over-indexing, if you will, in terms of programming for South by Interactive 2013? And so the methodology on the next page, page 8 moving forward, is just an outline of our efforts. It took us longer than this, but I wanted to provide an outline in case folks are interested in about how long a study like this would take. Leanne Lee, would you agree that 6 weeks is would be an average, plus and minus, depending, of course, on the data? Or do you think it needs to be longer?
Well, that's about average. It does take a while just to get all of the data gathered, and then once you get the data gathered, it takes a bit just to go through it in program, so this is pretty common.
Okay, good deal. Well, I want to jump forward into top-line findings, so cruising on past page 9 and getting into page 10. The first key finding was that of the 3,256 proposals, 17% were selected for programming. I thought that was good to know and wanted to share that with you all. And then here what I've got is a breakdown of what we did, and just a snapshot here and a visual in that how we collected the data. And I can, of course, go over this with anyone that wants to go over it. If you just want to send me an email, we can do that. I want to move on and to go into our findings, the next one being a key finding number 2 with 48 proposal categories based on proposal title words. So again, you'll see we've got 4 charts here with 4 images, and they're broken out into proposal title words. You can see that's page 11. Proposal description phrases, you can see that's page 12. And then selected proposal title words, page 13. And then selected proposal description phrases on page 14. So I want to open it up and talk a little bit about some of these categories based on those proposals and the title words. Pretty interesting to find 48 word categories with those selected words, and of course pull forward strategy there with an exclamation point a little bit again on page 11. Lee and Lee, you want to talk a little bit about our title word trends and any insights there?
Sure. I guess the best way first is to really start with how to read this graph. So as you can see, the color, it represents sort of the themes that are present in the title words. And so you can see that words like social media, that was often said, and so it has bigger bubbles, but also social media, and a few other words, like I think stores, and some of these sort of get grouped together.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can see strategy, local, those are all similarly grouped together. And these represent sort of conversations or themes that are going on in the proposal title words. And I kind of left it, I allowed it to have a lot of categories because sometimes with the large amounts, you find these little subsets of categories that you wouldn't necessarily see with when you propose it down to smaller groups of categories.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing about it is you can see how these conversations relate to each other because they're grouped together, the ones that go together. So you have like the mobile game, these go closely together with storytelling or even design experience because they're located closely together. But also you can see that they're also one of the major themes out there too, because it has a bigger bubble. So it's an interesting way of looking at conversations, but how one conversation relates to another conversation. And so you could also say health, like at the top where you see the dark green bubbles, healthcare is completely not in conversation with, say, the purple ones at the bottom, like future, TV, pay, make, money, those types of things. And so you can see that a lot of the conversations come around similar to the social media, the tech, evolution, culture, like that's a central discussion point. So it's not a big one, but it relates to other conversations.
Mm-hmm. And then let's go ahead and click through. If you go to the bottom paragraph there, if we talk through, give a short explanation of this chart here and what this is showing.
Sure. Okay. So the cluster shows you sort of how the themes relate to each other. But the dendrogram, which is this very long chart of just words, are also showing you how the words group together. So we can see, for example, I think in this dark red, you can see how the words brand, kill, persona, building, company sort of just relate together. And these are words that are used closely together in conversation or theme.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can also see how, say, business, Facebook, grow, economy, share also relate together. But also each of these lines represents how these words go together. So let's look at something very similar. How about in the pink purplish color, make, money, nonprofit, nonprofit website. So we see that make money go together, and it makes sense. It does go together. Mm-hmm. Nonprofit sell, these two go together, and then this particular theme goes with make money. Mm-hmm. And so you can see how the dendrogram sort of puts words together and then builds on the next set of words, and how this creates sort of a theme, a conversation theme.
Mm-hmm. And then also this one shows distance as well. So the very top, ad evolution, culture pop, agency, agile, generation, and man is the furthest from sport, tweet, and voice there at the very bottom. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair to say.
Mm-hmm. Great. Do you want to talk a little bit about the proposal description phrases for us?
Sure, yes. So the slide previously was looking at just words in the title, and you can't really, where you're looking at small sentences, you can't use phrases. But for the descriptions, so there's multiple sentences in this, and so really we can expand out and look at phrases. So words that are normally used together, and then also these help towards building things. And of course, when we look at description, you know, there's a lot of information out there, and so there was 48 categories to be found, and so it's a little bit difficult to read through, but you can see where there is a lot of conversation going on and themes, and a lot of it is around towards the social media aspect, which is that green big bubble in the middle, which is the central theme, and then all else themes correspond out towards it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, it's a little bit difficult to read. Probably the dendrogram at this point is probably the easiest to see.
Mm-hmm. Anything else to add?
No, I think so. I think really what the description is that there's a lot more to find in terms of themes, and also that you can really see how each of these themes relate to it. But it is, unfortunately, the cluster is a little bit messy.
Lots of different description phrases. I think they went both wide and deep in terms of content, and I can tell you from participating that it certainly was a lot of information and a lot of depth, both width and depth here. So perhaps a visual that's showing that is what we've got here, and I think it is indeed the case. Let's go on into those selected proposal findings and insights here on the next slide. Slide 13, we have 8 categories with selected proposal title words, and I think we get into a sort of a more manageable, more digestible space here. Do you want to talk a little bit about this chart on page 13, the selected proposal title words?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. When we reduced it down to a smaller population or number of proposals, we can get, you know, more specific themes. And what I think really this helps tell is what was the themes that got selected? What did they have in common that really perhaps suggested why they got selected in some sense? And we know that obviously social media is going to be a big factor, but I think also we see here it's like health and technology. And what's interesting about this is how they're grouped together. So you have the red and blues, these are grouped a little bit apart from each other. They're separate themes in themselves. But also you can see that design, games, and mobile was a central theme because it's in the middle. And then also we can see that it's kind of interesting that the science, data, art theme at the top is different from the social media since it's located on the opposite side of it, that they don't necessarily correspond.
That is interesting, especially because I think big data was a big trend, and I think social is sort of becoming more digestible again and just more understandable and through data in some cases. So that's interesting that those line up on the opposite sides of the visual there. Lee, how are you doing on time? We're at 30 minutes here, and I want to be respectful. Can we go forward a little bit longer, 5 minutes to get through this other chart?
Sure, sure.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. So let's move forward on to page 14 and then talking again about proposal selects. But again, these are selected proposal description phrases. So where page 13 were the title words, page 14, those are the description phrases. And again, this is clearly more digestible here with things you can see just right off within the categorization visual here with our key finding number 5. And we saw that 19 phrase categories were commonly used in proposal descriptions. So do you want to extend on that a little bit for us?
Sure. So here, yes, exactly. This is based off of the description phrases. And so there's a lot more cleaner themes. And you can see really where these are the selected proposals. And these are sort of the themes that perhaps were of interest to the judges. And we can see that a lot of, say, social media obviously relates, but also you have, like, mobile phone. And then you have also, you know, corresponding theme is open source, content creator, a lot of these types of things. And then game design, which is also interesting, how they all relate together. And then we look and we can see also things like user experience, content strategy, which is in the purplish pink color. And then also we see sort of more towards a different theme, like make money, digital content, digital age, which is a completely different theme. And then also some of the others, I guess, you see like individual themes on their own, like stock options, web series, and these are categories on their own. They don't necessarily relate, but there's enough conversation of them, or I guess you might say enough of the proposals had a discussion of it.
Mm-hmm.
It pans out that way.
I like that you included those in this one with the, you know, the ones on the left here sort of being their individual categories. Community managers or community manager responsive design makes sense, and then like you said, stock manager, web series, 50 Shade, that's kind of interesting, isn't it, since that came out in this last year. People were all over reading that. And then at the bottom there, you know, emerge technology and the relationship between that word and, say, open source and social media. I think it's a really interesting chart. And we can click here, again, at the bottom on the dendrogram and see the relationship perhaps more clearly or just in a different way with the flow of different words and different colors from top to bottom. So, again, like our artificial intelligence, augmented reality, digital age, digital content, you know, furthest from those things at the bottom there. And you've listed, if you scroll down, some of the independent phrases, if you will, based on those proposals that were selected. Anything else to add on this one?
No, I think that's good. I mean, there's a lot of good themes that were used, and this might be, I guess one way you could translate this is the themes or the type, I don't know how to say it, like themes or the products that were of interest to the judges. This was the type of technology that they were interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Is how I also translate this also.
Yeah, I think themes and categories is really clear, and I think the relationship between them, again, as we built up with the other slides too, makes total sense. And again, we've got an index with some more analysis that's going to be posted very shortly, pulling forward some of those things that were to the far right and say plus plus versus those that were to the far left and say minus minus. We did more analysis on that, so I'll have that coming very shortly. I want to just go ahead and
I also should add, and this probably is the lack of business discussion in these particular categories.
Extend on that. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily relate to business in here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, what was something that might, can you talk to, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but to the some of the things that may have been excluded that you saw that were real business?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, in terms of for how, you know, in terms of, like, how you would address marketing efforts into the social media spectrum or even to the digital age, how, you know, a lot of the discussion is how to build a company's brand awareness on the web, that type of thing, not necessarily being discussed, or even how to connect towards your customers and that type of thing.
Absolutely. I absolutely hear you. And it's interesting because there's a lot of talk at South By that it's gotten too big and that so many things are, you know, it's just a plethora of information and that more marketers are coming in. And some of the folks that have been involved for a really long time are not happy with that at all. And so it looks like an effort is being made, a conscious effort to kind of exclude those. And a lesson learned for me with my title as integrating strategy is it's not good because I talk totally about ROI and business results, and clearly that did not put a lean in my favor. So interesting to note, a really big insight there, I think, on business speak not being within those trends that we found for likelihood of being a selected proposal. Is that anything else to add there?
I think that wraps that one up.
Absolutely. Well, I want to go ahead and close out here. We've got some contact information. So Lee and Lee's card is here, and then contact for Alex Company is on the final page. And I just want to thank you again, Lee and Lee, for your time. I think that the study was just really useful, not only to get more knowledge in terms of proposal selects and proposal content, but also just for people in general. Like I said, when we started, there wasn't a lot of information online in terms of proposal trends for knowledge. And so I hope that by working through this with you, we've given people the opportunity to kind of get a different visual on those things. I hope that by doing this analysis and working with you that folks are able to perhaps put the lean more in their favor. So thank you very much for your time. I really, really appreciate it, and I think other folks will certainly appreciate it once we post it as well.
Well, you're welcome. I'm so glad that you brought me this challenge. It's a great project to work on, and it really, I like to say, it helped towards the creativity of some of the statistics that's being used out there.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close out, and I'm going to turn off the recorder, and we can say in chat, I want to thank you again offline. So thank you very much once again.
Thank you.